T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with you on the John Chuckery Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hanging out with you on this raw Monday evening. We're asking you to download the radio.com app because that's how you listen to the radio station when you're not in your vehicle. We know that you're not spending as much time there, so have it downloaded on your device. Put that on your smartphone, your Alexa speakers, your tablet, your boombox, your Walkman, your Commodore 64, Swatch Watch, Coleco, and television, whatever you got for devices, download it on to that. 404-741-0929. That, of course, is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Feel free to leave us a comment there about anything we've been talking about. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Be a part of all of our social media pages there. As always, the best way to be a part of this show, through our personal Twitter handles. Reach myself, that would be at JMCH316, at JMCH316, your water cooler talking points, 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that's out there. He's in Midtown producing the show. Jarvis is in the building, at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. Doing the Falcon Flyover now. We've got an interview coming up with Chris Solari from the Detroit Free Press, so we'll talk to him coming up at the top of the next hour. So just move up the Falcons Flyover a little bit, your nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. So the Falcons are bringing back a name that they tried to sign last April, but because of a torn ACL that he got, did not make it. So safety J.J. Wilcox is back, if you will, with the Atlanta Falcons. He split the 2018 season between the Colts and Jets, played 12 games for the Steelers in 2017, spent the first 4 years of his career in Dallas, 233 tackles, 6 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries over the course of his career. Of course, you know, obviously just trying to add more defensive back help, trying to add more depth back there. Certainly in these pandemic times, you need as many players as possible. Now, of course, part of the deal was, besides just him passing a physical, he had to make sure that he tested negative for the coronavirus, and he did. So he is officially signed. He's officially part of the roster. I'm guessing, I don't know, Jarvis, did you hear, does he have to do, even though he tested negative, are they still having him doing any kind of quarantining or anything, or can he get right to work with the team? Is there any kind of quarantine period that they make guys from the outside come into, or can he just get right at it?
Once he tests negative, he's good to go.
Okay, so he'll be part of the mix, and a guy who's got some experience. And look, you know, I don't know what his game is at this point. I do know, you know, another guy coming off injury. That's not necessarily good. But look, I don't know if they have answers or not. How about that? I'm not sure that they think that they know that they have answers or not yet. So if you're not sure, if you have any answers, then just, you know, before somebody else asks a question, go get some more guys. Just go get some more guys and go grab some more guys and see what happens. You know, it's hard to have too much depth in your secondary, because let's face it, I mean, when you're not that, you know, not as talented and not as deep there, to start with. Bring in more guys. It's KZ. It's Ricardo Allen. It's Cam O'Neill coming off injury. You know, it's Jalen Hawkins. You know, the fourth round pick, Sherrod Neesman. You know, it's they have some guys who, if they were healthy and play to their potential, okay, then there's opportunity. But you just don't know, right? We don't know what Keanu Neal is right now. We don't know what kind of player he's going to be. We don't know, I don't think, even for sure about Ricardo Allen. His father Time starting to catch up to him. KZ, I think we've got a handle on. You know, Jalen Hawkins, we have no idea what he's going to be. I think he's got some work ahead of him. I don't think he was the better of the two safeties. That other kid that I wanted out of Cal, I thought he was the better of the two. But, you know, we'll see at Hawkins, and who knows? Maybe he'll come in and, you know, he'll be, you know, first-team All-NFL or something. I don't know. I mean, but right now there's a lot more questions than there are answers, so you bring in some more guys to help with the depth back there. Thomas Dimitroff talking about some of his former players as they're all doing their media rounds and things like that. I think we're going to have on the radio station, Rich McKay is going to be on this week. Jarvis, I believe, I think is one of the names that I saw. I'm sure Dan and Thomas are due to be on as well, so we'll be probably hearing from all of them. Yeah, so we'll be hearing from them as well all week long. We'll play clips of all of that. So Thomas Dimitroff talked about a couple of his former players that he let go over the offseason, and Devontae Freeman and Desmond Trufant. In speaking with D-Led on Sunday in the AJC, Dimitroff said, quote, "Both of those guys were two of my favorites over the years that I've been here. They accomplished so much on the field for us. They were good people, good leaders in their own ways, of course. They set the tone. They were both lead-by-example guys that were really good for the organization." Of course, Desmond Trufant, released by the team, heads to Detroit. Quote, "True is going to go out to Detroit, and I'm sure he's going to contribute well for them. Where Free ends up, we'll wait and see. I believe he still has gas in the tank, of course. Hopefully it works out well for him." Now, is he all gas, no brakes? I mean, how does that tie in? Because Thomas is talking about his gas tank. So does that mean he still thinks that that there's all gas, no brakes? I'm confused. We get all these mixed metaphors out of the Falcons that confuse me sometimes. He's got gas in the tank, but is he all gas, no brakes? See, that's the thing. That's where you have to decipher all of this stuff, right? Those guys, again, were really important to us for our 2016 run and continue to be important on a lot of levels, but we just felt it was time to move forward. When asked, was it a salary cap or football decision to release the players, Dimitroff said it was a combination of both. I was a little bit surprised, as I said, that Trufant was let go. I thought it was a year before they would do it. I thought they'd play him one more year, let Oliver develop more, let Sheffield develop more, keep one veteran back there. And look, I think Desmond Trufant is going to be good for Detroit. Of course, they lost Darius Clay, but they drafted Jeff Okuda with the number 3 pick overall in the draft. So now he's got a veteran to work with back there. That's not a bad combination. You have what was looked at as the best corner in the draft with a veteran like Trufant coming off of one of his better years. And Desmond Trufant's another one of those guys that creates a lot of angst among Falcons fans. You know, he's a guy that I still believe is better than what he was. I've always said, if Desmond Trufant could just catch the football, the perception of him would be a million times different. He'd be looked at as one of the great cornerbacks of all time for this franchise. If he was able to catch the football. Now, nobody will be Deion. But who's the two best corners in Falcons history? Like, if Deion is one starter, who's the next starter? Is it Trufant? Is it Ray Buchanan? Is it D'Angelo Hall? Who am I missing? Tim McIver? Who am I missing out of all this? Charles Dimry? Michael Booker? I can't even say the names without laughing. They drafted Michael Booker in the first round, who maybe saw 7 passes in his career in the Big 10, Big 12 or whatever. Or hell, it might have been the Big 8 back then. Who might have seen about 8 forward passes playing in that conference, and they drafted him number 1 out of Nebraska. Charles Dimry. Whew. There's a name for you, huh? That should that literally should make you nauseous to your stomach. Thinking about some of those times when they had Charles Dimry line up against Jerry Rice. All right. ESPN Plus put out their ranking of all 32 teams by their under 25 talent for this year. Okay? Last year, the Falcons came in at 26th on this list. So 25 and under talent. Okay? Where do the Falcons come in this year? Dead last. 32nd. Now, why? Well, they lose out of that group, they lose Ridley, Deion, Keanu, Hooper, obviously, and Caleb McGarry. So the Falcons had just two picks on day one and two of the 2019 draft, so they had to make first rounders Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry count. Unfortunately, both players dealt with health issues. And McGarry blew blocks on more than 4% of their attempts as rookies. And with McGarry already 25 years old in his sophomore season, it's a little wonder why the Falcons have fallen last in this year's rankings. Really, most of the Falcons' young assets have similar career track records of more playing time than effectiveness. Defensive end Tack McKinley was supposed to restock a pass rush that stagnated with the regression of Vic Beasley, but McKinley never even produced an outlier impact season. He has finished with 26.5 hurries and 7 sacks or fewer in each of his 3 seasons. And the Falcons already declined his 5th-year option. Isaiah Oliver, Kendall Sheffield provided dreadful 46% and 38% success coverage rates in 2019, putting unique stress on first-rounder A.J. Terrell to become the team's top corner in his rookie season. Russell Gage had a mini breakout after the team traded Mohamed Sanu, but Gage's 446 yards belied a poor efficiency of minus 14.1% DVOA. And, of course, if you don't remember the famous DVOA stat, defense-adjusted yards over average, a metric of team or player rate of success per play, accounting for play context. I'll let you figure all that stuff out. So, the Falcons uncover a blue-chip asset by next season. Chances are that it will come from their draft class this year. Beyond Terrell, Marlon Davidson is in that group. Matt Hennessy and Michael Walker, says that Hennessy will likely see more playing time if veteran Alex Mack leaves the free agency in 2021. So basically, when they look at this, by the way, they go number of starts made by players 25 and under. Number of snaps played by players 25 and under. Quality of play of players 25 and under. Relative importance of positions. Draft value added in the draft. Expected key starters and reserves. Team track records of talent evaluation and development. Significant injuries or suspensions that will affect availability of some of those players. So, not a good sign. Now, look. You know, part of that, again, is the fact that Ridley and you know, Keanu Neal and these guys are moving ahead. You know, I mean, that's certainly part of it is that fact. But, you know, it speaks to, and how do you say this? How do we know what the future is going to be for this franchise? Do you say the future is bright? It's not bright. It is. I don't know. We don't know. You know, obviously they're very veteran at quarterback, very veteran in their lead wide receiver, veteran at their running back, very veteran at their you know, center position, maybe end of the line, veteran at several, you know, positions on the defensive front with Grady and Dante Fowler. You know, it's a lot to absorb out of all of it. So, but never good. You know, never good when you're last, even if you think it's a meaningless thing. Still never good to be a part of something where you feel like you're, you know, the worst in the NFL at. Again, as I said earlier, got to capitalize, man. Got to capitalize on all this. All right, Carlos Bocanegra, he joined our morning show. We will listen to that interview coming up next for you. It is the John Chuckwood Show as we hang out here on a raw Monday evening. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on your radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckwood Show, hanging out with you on this raw Monday evening. 404-741-0929. That, of course, our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. And don't forget the radio.com app is where you catch the show and the station when you're not in your vehicle. Social media at 929 The Game. I'm at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. We'll hear from Carlos Bocanegra here in just a couple of minutes. Watching some Braves baseball as they're just getting pounded on here this evening is what it is. I mean, you know, listen, you're going to have some of those nights where nothing goes well, and tonight is one of those nights for the Atlanta Braves. You know, the disturbing part, I guess, I don't know what if that's the right word, but, you know, Sean Newcomb, not good. So, you know, wasn't able to build off of what he did in his last start. He stunk it up. He did nothing tonight. In fact, he threw 40-some-odd pitches and I think gave up 8 runs when it was all said and done. You know, the other thing, too, is I don't know. I mean, you watch baseball and these 7-inning doubleheaders and the extra innings with the runner on a second base and the cardboard cutouts. I don't know. I mean, I know. I'll be that guy, I guess. I'll be that guy in it. I mean, the cardboard cutouts I know for Atlanta are raising money for charity. Okay, cool. I'm for all that. That's fine. Raise the money. As a concept, though, as a general concept, I think they're ridiculous. Some of them look really ridiculous out there. When the baby's heads are like blown up 5 times normal size, and then there's weird looking pictures and stuff like that. So I don't like the gimmicks. I mean, I understand why they're doing it. You know, to me, not having pitchers hit was already enough of a gimmick. That was already gimmicky enough to where you're going to have universal DH, and I understand why. But the 7-inning doubleheaders, the runner on second in extra innings, I I'm not a big gimmick guy. I'm not big on gimmicks, and I just think some of it's kind of, you know, ridiculous. I mean, the 7-inning doubleheaders yesterday were weird, wasn't it? Both games 7 innings. I mean, if that's, you know, and they were asking Snitker after the game about, you know, oh, well, you know, what did you think about it and how did you manage? He's like, I've done this for the last 25 years. You remember, he was managing down in the minors. That's all it is 7-inning games. So he's used to all of that. He's used to not playing 9 innings. You know, he's like, I've been doing this for the last 20 years. It was no big deal to me. It's like another day at the ballpark for me for it. But it just seems weird, you know? I mean, it just seems very hokey. Watching some of these extra inning games where there's a guy at second, that whole thing seems kind of hokey. I don't know. I just, you know, I get why they're trying to do some of this stuff, and I get the experimenting, and I understand we're in a pandemic, and I got it all. But still, I mean, who knows? I mean, would it surprise me if they go with the runner on second base thing next year? It wouldn't surprise me. You know, wouldn't surprise me if they go with something like that. Now, they won't change the 9-inning, you know, they won't do 7-inning doubleheaders or something like that. I don't buy that part of it. But I do think that the runner on second base, excuse me, they've been experimenting that within lower leagues and stuff like that for a while now, for the last, you know, couple of years. So that part I can understand, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of watching some of these gimmick games, and that's unfortunately at times what it feels like. All right, earlier this morning, Carlos Bocanegra, of course, the technical director and VP for Atlanta United, he joined our morning show for his weekly conversation. And John Freaky and Hugh Douglas started off by asking him, what does this Cubo Torres bring to the table for Atlanta United?
Yeah, so we were able to sign Cubo Torres in the injury replacement roster slot for Joseph Martinez this year. You know, Cubo is a striker. He has great movement in the box. He's a pure finisher. I remember playing with him a little ways back when we were both in Los Angeles. And he's a kid that scores. And, you know, in the box, he's fantastic. So, you know, we hope we can get him back up to speed and, you know, have him compete and score some goals for us.
Carlos Bocanegra with John and Hugh. Well, you have a new manager on the sidelines, manager number three. Tell me a little bit about the decision to go with Stephen Glass and what he's going to bring to this team.
Yeah, so look, we felt it was time for a change. We needed to go in a different direction. And with Stephen, you know, he's someone that knows the philosophy, understands the style of play we want to play at the club. He was in our academy as the 17s coach, and then he also coached our USL team. So, appointing him is really for us, like I said, we needed to make a change, and we want to get back to the high energetic levels that our fans are used to. And this is something where Stephen understands, has been a part of our philosophy and has been a part of our club for a number of years now. Knows what we've come to expect, and we look forward to having him out there with the guys again.
We're talking to Carlos Bocanegra, Atlanta United technical director, on the wadeford.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.90 Game. How difficult will it be to welcome in a new manager plus some new players?
Yeah, Hugh, I mean, you've been in sports, and you know, it's never an easy decision. And then when you do make that decision, the change can be a positive effect, or it can take some time. So really what we've been trying to do, we've had this natural break after our poor showing down in Orlando. We've had this natural break to get ready and almost utilize it as a preseason. So the timing for us on this decision was important. And now, Steven and the rest of the guys are going to have about 3.5 weeks to prepare before we play our first game. And so, with that, just out here working hard, trying to raise the intensity levels, really trying to change the mentality. But, it's always when a new coach comes in, it's fresh. Everybody's working hard and earning their spot. So we've seen that bounce from the guys. We've seen a little bit more of a pep in their step, and it's a natural thing when a new coach or a new person comes in. And then as we start to integrate our new players, getting them up to speed, Jurgen's been out of football for about 4 months, so getting him back up to fitness levels, making sure we're not pushing these guys and getting them injured. Kubo has he's a little bit further along, so getting him integrated potentially a little bit quicker with the team, just trying to make sure we gel, working on some of the stuff, some of our principles that we need to hammer home to be ready to start this. Restart the season on a good note.
Carlos Bocanegra brought to you by Johnson and Alday Injury Attorneys. You can visit Johnson Alday. That's Johnson, Alday, JohnsonAlday.com. You're the boss, Carlos. What do you want to see? What do you expect?
Well, like I said, the biggest thing for me is now we have to have a shift in mentality. I think we got to a place where we just didn't seem like we were ourselves. And then you put that on the field as well with some of our performances. We didn't have enough bite, the mentality, the belief to go out there to attack, disrupt people. So, that for me, first and foremost, getting back to that, and then, really getting some of these guys in their best positions to be successful. You'll probably see a little bit of a different look out there from us, when we come back. So, without giving too much away, it's just making sure we get back. That mentality has to switch. That mentality of the killer instinct to go out there and punish teams, score goals, finish teams off, not embarrass them, but embarrass them, if you know what I mean, when we play them. If we can score a lot of goals, then go and score a lot of goals. So I think we just have to get back to that shift in mentality, that we have top players. We have a really good roster. And we need to go out there and show it.
Carlos Bocanegra, do we know yet? We asked Hugh and I asked this to Jason Longshore, and I know. But do you have are you getting a better idea today at all about when that might exactly be, and who you might play?
Yes, so I think that's supposed to come out here in the next few days. We've been starting to prepare for the teams that we're supposed to come against. But look, it's a responsibility of everyone. It's ourselves in the front office, the new coaching coming in and the players. And we have to get back to a level where we are a top club in the country, and we have to go out there and show it week in and week out.
All right, Carlos, we certainly look forward to this here and, you know, the change in attitude, because it's something that we all love. One of the, you know, great things about this team, and I'm not going to talk about the previous manager or anything like that, but under Tata, I mean, because previous manager almost, you know, went to a cup two and won a couple of titles, and so I'll give him his due here. But that kind of, you know, that nature of the team, you know, that fast, you know, and this is what you say a Jürgen Damm can bring to the team because of his speed and what a Kubo Torres can bring to this team in terms of, you know, the attack mentality, which is what we love, what we all what captured the imagination, Carlos, of all of us, you know, soccer fans and even non-soccer fans to some degree in this market and in Atlanta, which made it such a great soccer town, was that mentality of, you know, just kind of straight fire, right?
Yes, and look, with Frank, you know, we appreciate everything he did for the club. We won the Open Cup last year. We won the Campeones Cup against Club America. We got to the conference final and, you know, an unbelievable goal puts us out, you know, from being in back-to-back finals. So, you know, we can't forget that. Just, you know, things change and it's dynamic in sports. And so, you know, this was the time for us to move forward. But, you know, we also want to thank him and for everything him and his staff did. But look, it's a new time now. We've got to think forward. And we've got to go get on the front foot and be aggressive. And yes, let's get back to being Atlanta United.
Thanks, Carlos. Do appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, it will be time for What's Bugging Chuck Ree. We will get to all of that. It's the John Chuck Ree Show with you here live. Sports Radio Nights on the Game and on the radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuck Ree Show. Hanging out on this raw Monday evening. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Encourage you to leave a comment there. Social media is at 929 The Game. Follow me at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. Of course, the radio.com app is how you listen to the radio station when you're not in your vehicle. Watching some Braves baseball, if you will. I mean, it's been a route. Started off early, Bryce Harper. You know, the guy that you know, they way overpaid for and didn't produce. Oh, yeah, 34 homers and 115 RBIs last year. That's right, I keep forgetting. Yeah. That's not producing, huh?
Okay.
It's a hell of a way to not produce, if you ask me. He started off with a 3-run homer against Sean Newcomb, who was, unfortunately, Sean Newcomb was about as dreadful as it could possibly get out of all of it. It's 13-2. Braves got their, they still got, another out or two left. It's been a laugher the whole time. It was 10-1 after two innings. So what does that tell you? So, story of the game is just the fact that Sean Newcomb just, you know, imploded again. I mean, he's given up, I think they said, I have to look at the stats. I think he's given up 17 or 18 runs already. Hell, what's he made? Three starts? And he's given up like 18 runs in those starts? Oh. Can't find that guy to go with Max Fried. We'll talk a little bit more about Fried coming up at the 9:40, but and we're going to talk to Chris Solari coming up at the 9 o'clock. We did the Falcon flyover earlier for you. Chris Solari writes for the Detroit Free Press and kind of was the first on this story of the Big Ten canceling their football season. So we'll talk to him coming up at the top of the hour. By the way, too, watching some WWE Raw. It is a Raw Monday night. That's going to be more of the focus as Braves are about to end here. A little bit of NBA going on. Some WNBA was flipping between a little bit of all that stuff. But watching some Raw. By the way, if you don't know who this Zelina Vega is, you should learn who she is. Yeah, I think she's from like Queens or something. I know she's a big Mets fan. She's she's all that in a bag of chips. Now it was we'll get to What's Bugging Chuck Ree here in just a few minutes. But it was wasn't exactly a great weekend. A lot of family drama and stuff like that going on over the weekend. So it was just kind of an aggravating weekend. But so I was just kind of watching over the weekend, watching some as we're in SummerSlam season. I think SummerSlam's a couple of weeks away. I think it was 2 weeks from yesterday, SummerSlam coming up, albeit from the, I think it's from the Performance Center. It may be from Stanford. I don't know. I can't even keep up with anymore where they're going with it. But I was watching a bunch of SummerSlam matches. Was really watching and enjoying SummerSlam 89. What a great show that was. And by the way, what's even funnier about SummerSlam 89 is who was on commentary. So Jesse the Body Ventura was the color commentator on it, but the guy doing the, you know, play-by-play, if you will, was the one and only, our guy, Tony Schiavone. I think people forget that he had a very short run in the WWF in the late 80s there, you know, that, I guess, 88, 89 when he was there. I think he did 89. I think he did the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam of 89, I believe. I think he did that. I'm trying to remember my timeline, but he was the commentator on SummerSlam 89. But watching that, I was watching Shawn Michaels and Hulk Hogan from 2005, watching some 97 SummerSlam, going back and watching a little bit more of the Shawn Michaels and Vader match from 96, where Shawn Michaels basically just ruined that's the match that ruined Vader in the WWF. He was done. They were supposed to do a trilogy where Shawn would win. Shawn would have the title at SummerSlam. He'd lose it at Survivor Series to Vader, and then beat Vader at Royal Rumble, which was going to be in San Antonio, his hometown of 97. And after working with Vader at SummerSlam, he ruined Vader. He did not want to work with him. There's a lot of famous moments in that match where he calls out Vader, like literally, like you can hear him yelling, move, 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 and this, that, and the other. And Vader, it freaked out Vader. So I was watching a bunch of SummerSlam matches over the weekend. So nothing like the WWE Network. Oh, and then I was watching a bunch of Georgia Championship Wrestling stuff, some of the old 605 stuff. Of World Championship Wrestling and some Georgia Championship Wrestling, but watching some of those. I mean, I was watching those Four Horsemen promos, watching Flair, watching Arn, watching Tully. Such good stuff, man. I mean, that's as good as it gets, watching the Horsemen come out. Just fun stuff going back and watching some of that. And that's what's great about WWE Network is that they have all that stuff. I mean, they got all the old 605 WCW, you know, stuff, World Championship Wrestling, and you know, some of the Georgia Championship Wrestling, and just so many good things that are on the WWE Network that are worth, you know, listen, I say all the time, I joke, it's the best $9.99 a month I spend, man. There's no better amount of money I spend. By the way, ESPN Plus is going up. If you already have it, it's not going up until next year, or not before August of 2021. It won't go up before then, but if you're new, it's going up. I guess it's a dollar. I think it's going from $4.99 to $5.99 for new subscribers. But if you currently have it, they're not raising the rates. Like everything else, man. Everything else is going up, 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 up if you want content that's out there. All right, speaking of wanting some content that is out there, let's get to something that we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so, you know, of course, we were talking in the last segment about some of the gimmick stuff about Major League Baseball and some of the gimmicks, things that they have going on with the seven innings and stuff like that. Did you see the baseball fight that took place over the weekend between the Oakland A's and the Houston Astros? And I guess that this was started by one of the coaches. The player for the Oakland A's, Ramon Laureano, went after Astros bench coach Alex Cintron. And said he regrets charging because he was a loser. Now, here's the thing about the fight. And they were talking about, because that's how it started, is that Laureano went to first, and then Laureano charged after Astros dugout going after the bench coach. And then both benches cleared. It was a quote-unquote brawl and things like that. But here's my question, okay? Because if we're going to stay accurate and we're going to go full on gimmick. Help me understand this. Because I watched the broadcast. I was watching the broadcast of it. So when that fight happened, all of a sudden, there was no fake crowd noise, digital fans, cardboard cutouts, Zoom. Okay? Listen, if you're going to go full-on gimmick, then go gimmick for the fight. If you have to, pipe in Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler calling it. Pipe in wrestling crowds or boxing crowds. But see, you don't get to have it both ways. You know, if you're going to do all the Zoom and the fake crowd noise and the fake boos and the fake cheers and the digital fans, then do it the whole way. I mean, if we're going to be intellectually honest, do it the whole way. Go the full route. Give me Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler. By God, he's going after him. Give me something. But, you know, look, if you're going to do it, you got to do it the whole way. If you're going to show the benches clearing and them going after the brawl, then do it the whole way. Don't be a bunch of wussies. Don't be a bunch of jabrones and all of a sudden act like you're all serious without the fake crowd noise, without the fake sound effects, without the fake fans, without the fake Zoom, without the fake virtualness. Do it. Put it out there. Have some stuff in the can ready that if you've got a fight or a brawl breaks out, because you're like, oh, this is the last thing baseball wants is bench-clearing brawls. Well, first off, all I heard all offseason is everybody's going to fight the Astros. The guy who plays right field for the Braves. You know that guy that people try to tell me about my promo, yet the only RBI run extra base hit that he has was that one hit against a guy who'd given up five runs two nights before in a game that the Braves shouldn't have had to come back start with. But forget the facts of all that. I apologize. That guy told me he wants to fight all the Astros. Which I guess that didn't include his teammate from last year, but okay, so we'll get to that. But anyway, if you're going to do it, hey man, do it. Give me the crowd reaction to a fight. Give me the Zoom from a fight. Give me Law. If you can't handle it, then give me Lawler and give me Jim Ross. But don't try to sit there and get all serious and no reaction and nothing like that when your broadcast is fake the whole way through. When your whole broadcast is based on fakeness, fake crowd, fake fans, fake cardboard, fake Zoom, fake sound effects, fake this, fake that. Oh, no. We have to take that part serious. This goes back to what I said. Just enjoy the baseball game for what it is. But if you're going to do all this other stuff and invest all this other capital into everything you can to fake a broadcast, then hell, give me Lawler and the King. Give me Lawler the King and give me Jim Ross. Give me Gorilla Monsoon and Jesse Ventura. Give me Vince McMahon and Bobby Heenan. Give me something. You're asking me to watch a fake broadcast the rest of the way through. Why can't I have some fun when the fight breaks out? You want to play the Benny Hill theme when they're running around after each other? Play the Benny Hill theme. But if you're going to fake your way through a broadcast, fake it and make it. And that's what's bugging Chuck Reed. When we get back from the top of the hour, Chris Solari is going to join us. He is the writer for the Detroit Free Press who broke this story of the Big Ten canceling their football season. We will talk with him next. It is the John Chuckwood Show, hanging out on this Raw Monday, Sports Radio 910 The Game, and on your radio.com app. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.